Gopijan Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopijan Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यमुनातीरवनचारि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव नीताय गौर हरिवो 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 नीताय गौर हरिवो Haribo, Haribo, Hari. Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ji. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 1, Chapter 8, entitled Prayers of Queen Kunti, text number 37. Apyadyanastvam svakrutehita prabho jihasasi svit suhrudo nujivinaha Yesham na chanyad bhavatas padambhujat Parayanam rajasuyojitam hasam Apyadyanastvam svakrute hita prabho Jihasasi svit suhrudo nujivinaha Yesham na chanyad bhavatah padambhujat Parayanam rajasuyojitam hasam Apyadyanastvam svakrute hita prabho Jihasasi svit suhrudo nujivinaha Yesham na chanyad bhavatah padambhujat Parayanam rajasuyojitam hasam Apyadyanastvam svakrutehita prabho Dihasasi svid suhrudo nujivina Yesham na chanyad bhavatah padambhujat Parayanam rajasuyojitam hasam Apyadyanastvam svakrute hita prabho Jihasasi svit surudo nujivina Yesham na chanyad bhavatah padambhujat Parayanam rajasuyojitam hasam Apyadyanastvam svakrute hita prabho Jihasasi svit surudo nujivina Yesham na chanyad bhavatah padambhujat Varayanam rajasuyojitam Matajis Word-to-word translation. Api, if, adya, today, nah, as, tvam, you, svakrata, self-executed, ihita, all duties, Prabhu, O my Lord, Jihasasi, giving up, sweet, possibly, Suhrudaha, intimate friends, Anujivinaha, living at the mercy of, Yesham, of whom, Na, Nor, Cha, and, Anyat, anyone else, Bhavataha, your, Pada Ambujat, from the lotus feet, Parayanam, dependent, Rajasu, unto the kings, Yojitaha, engaged in, Amhasam, enmity. Translation, O my Lord, you have executed all duties yourself. Are you leaving us today? Though we are completely dependent on your mercy and have no one else to protect us. Now when all kings are at enmity with us. Purport, the Pandavas are most fortunate because with all good luck they were entirely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. In the material world, to be dependent on the mercy of someone else is the utmost sign of misfortune. But in case of our transcendental relation with the Lord, it is the most fortunate case when we can live completely dependent on Him. The material disease is due to thinking of becoming independent of everything. But the cruel material nature does not allow us to become independent. The false attempt to become independent of the stringent laws of nature is known as material advancement of experimental knowledge. The whole material world is moving on this attempt of becoming independent of the laws of nature. Beginning from Ravana, who wanted to prepare a direct staircase to the planets of heaven, down to the present age, they are trying to overcome the laws of nature. They are trying now to approach distant planetary systems by electronic mechanical power. But the highest goal of human civilization is to work hard under the guidance of the Lord and become completely dependent on Him. The highest achievement of perfect civilization is to work with valor, but at the same time depend completely on the Lord. The Pandavas were the ideal executors of this standard of civilization. Undoubtedly, they were completely dependent on the goodwill of the Lord, Shri Krishna, but they were not idle parasites of the Lord. They were all highly qualified both by personal character and by physical activities. Still, they always looked for the mercy of the Lord because they knew that every living being is dependent by constitutional position. The perfection of life is therefore to become dependent on the will of the Lord instead of becoming falsely independent in the material world. Those who try to become falsely independent of the Lord are called anath or without any guardian. Whereas those who are completely dependent on the will of the Lord are called sanath, or those having someone to protect them. Therefore, we must try to be sanath so that we can always be protected from the unfavorable condition of material existence. By the deluding power of external material nature, we forget that the material condition of life is the most undesirable perplexity. The Bhagavad Gita therefore directs us that after many, many births, one fortunate person becomes aware of the fact that Vasudev is all in all, and that is the best way of leading one's life is to surrender unto Him completely. That is the sign of a Mahatma. All the members of Pandava family were Mahatmas in household life. Maharaj Yudhishthir was the head of these Mahatmas, and Queen Kunti Devi was the mother. The lessons of Bhagavad Gita and all the Puranas, specifically the Bhagavad Purana, are therefore inevitably connected with the history of the Pandava Mahatmas. For them, separation from the Lord was just like the separation of fish from the water. Srimati Kunti Devi therefore felt such separation like a thunderbolt, and the whole prayer of the queen is to try to persuade the Lord to stay with them. After the battle of Kurukshetra, although the inimical kings were killed, their sons and grandsons were still there to deal with the Pandavas. It is not only the Pandavas who were put into condition of enmity, but all of us are always in such a condition. And the best way of living is to become completely dependent on the will of the Lord and thereby overcome all difficulties of material existence. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nabam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees, especially Madan Gopal Prabhu, so that I can speak glorification of the Lord for my purification and for your pleasure. So we are reading the Kunti Maharani's prayers, which are about to be over now, last few couple of verses. And the basic theme what we see here in all of her prayers is that as compared to the other common living being, as Prabhupada writes in the purport, that we all are in perplexity. But the speciality of Pandava families, they are Mahatmas, is that all the time they are dependent on Krishna. And that's why they are easily being they pass the difficulties very easily. In first canto, Bhishmadev, he actually astonished, and he says that aho kashtam aho anyayam. He says, I have never seen the devotees of the Lord like Pandavas who have gone through such a suffering, such injustices, dharmanandana. And the Pandavas are not a normal human being. They are like a son of, Yudhishthira is a son of dharma. So if we see that Lord is known as Bhakta Vatsala, you know,
And we see that his devotees are undergoing so much suffering. So the question comes, you know, why devotees suffer? You know, this one may ask, that is it not something very strange that Lord protects everybody, but not the devotees in the safer side. In a verse, Yasyaham anugrunami harishyeta dhanam shanai tato adhanam tajantiyasya swajana dukha dukhitam. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes a very elaborate purport, and in that he clarifies that what is the position of a normal human being who is suffering and a devotee is suffering. So any general person who acts according to his desires, his whims, he has to undergo some suffering because of that. But the suffering is not enough for him to give up that desire. He again acts and again gets bound by the same suffering. So the experience of suffering is not sufficient enough to give that desire away. But when we see devotees suffering, so here Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna chooses a batch of devotees who are at least in nishtha stage. And then he takes the reign of their life in his hand. Because later we'll see why and how people pass the test. I mean, the anartha nivritti will not even think of undergoing such suffering. So, when Krishna desires that, we should not think that, you know, Krishna is implementing suffering specifically. We understand this, that when Krishna gives suffering to the devotees, that is Krishna's desire. And that will go only when Krishna sees that he has come closer to me. So it's not like a person who is acting sinfully and then suffering and then again acting sinfully and then again suffering. It has no end. But when Krishna is giving suffering, it has an end. That is in Krishna's mind. So the characteristics of a person who is in nishtha stage is, one, that by performing devotional service, we see that there are six characteristics of performing devotional service. If we do devotional service, what happens? First, klesha agni and then shubhada. So, a nishtha stage devotee, he actually experiences happiness in performing devotional service. Most of us are in anartha nivritti stage where we perform it as a duty, just like to finish it. You know, we have another agenda, you know, our task to do. But that's what we feel, you know, that are abhi maja nahi aa raha bhakti mein pehle jaisa, sort of. But nishtha stage, he actually experiences happiness. That's why shubhada. So kleshagni, little bit we have understood, but shubhada we will experience when we cross a certain extent amount of anartha nivritti. So when Krishna has taken the reign of particular devotee and he is guiding him now, so apparently from the material vision we may see that they are suffering. They are undergoing suffering. But that suffering has a specific qualities we will see. First is, Krishna has a purpose pull him completely from the material tabernacle and the material miseries. Second is that it has a time period depending on Lord. Krishna decides how much he will suffer. And third thing is he will never give a type of suffering to a devotee which is beyond his capacity. We'll see an example from Srimad Bhagavatam. First thing is, Krishna desires to pull a devotee from the material entanglement. We see in Chitraketu Maharaj's episode, a moment he comments on Lord Shiva, what happens? he falls down from the head of the Vidyadhara stage to demon stage. So what is the stage of, what is the position of Chitraketu Maharaj? It says, Sa Laksham Varsha Lakshanam. So, before that, actually when Narad Muni gives him bhakti, upadesh, instructions, he starts practicing devotional service, and within 6 months, he actually takes darshan of Lord Shankarshan. And then later, he was awarded a planet of Vidyadhara Loka. And then millions of years, Laksha Sahasra Lakshanam, Rebe Vidyadhara Strivir. He enjoys the women of Vidyadhara Loka along with chanting and discussing the Lord's pastimes. He is performing devotional service. But he is engaged in this with the women. So Krishna says, he has seen me. And now for millions of years he is caught up in this particular misery. So pull him up. So what he does? So once he was traveling in his airplane along with so many women, he sees that Lord Shiva is sitting and is instructing his followers, and his assembly is there and he is instructing, and Parvati is on his lap. And he is, in his astonishment, Chitraketu Maharaj speaks that, we know the pastime, you know, it is very astonishing that Lord Mahadev is doing like that. So here we see that the comment given by Chitraketu Maharaj, only Parvati got disturbed. Because she is playing part in Krishna's plan. So Parvati became very angry and she curses him, Chitraketu. You become a demon, my dear son. And here we will see that the stage, Nishtha stage, I mean the pure devotee level, how he responds to that. So Chitraketu Maharaj now, we may say that for millions of years he is with women, but he is at the very, he is in his constitutional position. He understands that. So immediately he comes down and he says, Pratigrinami te shapam atmano anjalina ambike dever martaya yat proktam purva dishtam hitasyatat. He doesn't get disturbed that, oh, my enjoyment is going to get disturbed now, you know. I will become a demon. He says, with folded hands, I accept your curse, my dear mother, because the happiness and distress in my life is already been ordained by the higher authorities. So by hearing this, because generally we see that when person curses, he sees that the receiver gets disturbed and he asks forgiveness, you know, please give me some concession or something like that. So Parvati, when first time she sees that, you know, what is this? So she asks, who is he? Lord Shiva says, he is the devotee of my Lord Sri Krishna. He is Narayana Parayana. Narayana Parasarve na kutashchana bibhati swarga apavarga narkeshu api tulya artha darshina. So Parvati thinks that I have unnecessarily cursed this pure devotee, you know. But she doesn't know that she is actually part of a plan. Now, there are many people, among that we see Narad Muni and so many people are there, they are not disturbed. They are confused. Now, because we know the etiquette that, you know, whenever a very powerful, very advanced devotee is criticized or blasphemed, then we should cover our ears or even run away from there or commit suicide. These are the three things. Basically, third is not applicable to Kali Yuga because we are already dead. What kind of, so they are confused. What is to be done now? Because they see what happened to Chitraketu. Why is he doing this? So they are thinking that whether it is blasphemy or criticism out of envy. So in this situation, what devotees do? They see what our boss is doing. So they see at Lord Shiva. Bhagwan api tat shrutva prahasya gadadhi nrupa. Lord Shiva also heard comment. They also heard, Parvati also heard. Lord Shiva didn't take it seriously. He smiled because he has agadadhi. His intelligence is fathomless. You cannot measure the intelligence of Lord Shiva. He understood that this is the plan of Lord Krishna and you are implicated in that. So the devotees, they savasya tat anuvrata, they saw that Lord Shiva is smiling. So they also remained silent. So here we see that the Lord didn't give Chitraketu something which is beyond his understanding. And the main purpose was what? To bring him closer. Because generally, we see even Daksha saw Lord Krishna. I mean, Lord Vishnu came and blessed him. He saw that. But when his plan of sense gratification was disturbed, because Haryashwad and Shavalaswad were made sannyasis by Narad Muni, he cursed Narad Muni. So seeing Lord is not a criteria of advancement in the sense, as compared to Chitraketu, he also saw Lord, but when his sort of situation was changed suddenly from a head of Vidyadhara to demon, he remained peaceful because he knew what is, I mean, he has faith in Krishna. He was doing bhakti. So the people, so apparently we may see that devotees are suffering, but Krishna has planned that he never give up protecting devotees. Still, someone may say, "Are okay, Krishna wants to pull him up. So why not directly pull it? Why to give suffering?" You know, it's logical. If you have power that you can directly pull him, Krishna can do that. Why to give suffering? But never happens. Because the amount of suffering, the experience of suffering a devotee goes through, and then he experiences the audience of Lord or Krishna Prema, then their experience is, I mean, the relishment is higher. He values that. Rather than it is being given without any much endeavor. Just like, and that is not cruelty. People may say that, oh, he could do that, but he is not doing. That means he is sadistic, or maybe just want to see how much you suffer, then I'll give. No, not like that. Just like, suppose nowadays we know that, suppose a mother, now exams are going on, and mother says that, I'll take your smartphone, no mobile phone till your exam gets over. So child will suffer. He said, just like I need food for my body, I need smartphone for my mind. Right now they can't sustain if you don't give them smartphone. Is that cruelty? No, it is for his benefit. Or for that matter, if our father slaps us or a gunda slaps us, there is a difference. Father will slap not for enjoyment. Koi nahi mila to maare. So it is for correcting, for a betterment. But gunda will do that for exploitment. He will exploit, you know. So there is a difference. And devotees understand that, but general people will not understand. So, ideally we should follow such the pure devotees and just remain an instrument in the plan of the Lord. Just like this sabha, what they do? They understand, we don't understand, we can't understand what's going on. We follow what they are doing and then we happy. Now, just see in material world that whenever there is suffering and we want to come out of that, we need some powerful contacts, you know. So, dependence actually removes suffering. You know, I remember when I was in first year, we were so much fearful of ragging because we were in hostel outside. So locals, you know, they have power, and even outsider seniors. But I saw that my roommate was fearless. I said, why? How? He said, you know, when I came here, his uncle told him that, you know, you are going outside. Anything happens, youth means fight. there will be fight. So this is the number. You call him, my friend, and he will do the needful. So whenever a senior or local someone comes, he will say, "Mera ye mama hai." So as soon as they would hear the name, they said, "Arey, bataya nahi, apna friend hai tu," and they would be friends with him. So contact, just imagine. So dependence on somebody can reduce our suffering. When he is powerful in, you know, fame, or he has physical power or wealth, you know, somebody is in debt and you have a friend who is very wealthy, and he will be out of misery. Just like in, you know, our Eastern religion, you know, in academia we call Western religion and Eastern religion, we have 9 kinds of philosophy, 9 types of philosophies. They are divided into 2 groups, orthodox and heterodox. You know, we know that orthodox means the theistic philosophies, like Nyaya, Mimamsa, Vaisheshika, Sankhya, Yoga and Vedanta. Why they are theistic? Because they follow the Vedas. And there are heterodox philosophies. They do not follow Vedas. That's why they are called atheistic philosophy. So their calculation of theistic and atheistic is based on whether you are following Vedas or not. So there are Charvak, Buddhism and Jainism. They don't follow Vedas. They have their philosophies. Similarly, how to depend on Lord, there are also types of dependence on Lord. Devotional and non-devotional. Orthodox or heterodox. The way how what is the intention of people in depending on Lord? So Prabhupada was once in a Dai Nippon printing press. They were, you know, sort of there in meeting for printing the Bhagavad Gita. And there was one person sitting after the meeting, and Prabhupada asked him, being merciful, "Tell me, what is your goal of life?" So this man didn't say anything. He just collected all the visiting cards on the table and he stacked it on above and he put his own visiting card up on the top. That means that I am servant now in this company, but I want to become boss. So this is the Mayavad mentality. Depend on Lord. I am your servant. I will worship you. But my aim is one day I will become God. That is one kind of dependence on Lord. That is not appreciated. That's why it is called heterodox, in the sense non-devotional. We see we have so many cats here. You know. So kitten. The kitten is always dependent on cat. Small kitten. Wherever, I mean, you want to feed me, bring me food. You want to, you want to keep me from here and there. You take me here and there. I will not do anything. You know? So similarly, some people are there. But, are duniya mein banaya tumne? You have created me, so you maintain me. Main to kahe ko duniya banai? They say, ki their mentality is, you have created me, you tumhara bharat banta hai. You have responsibility. So this is also not a good way of dependence. Saying that, bhukto abhi. I mean, you have to do that. This is a third kind of dependence. We see a monkey. You know, baby monkey? The baby monkey, for protection, that she has to cling to the mother's body. Because the mother monkey will jump from here and there, one tree to another tree. And if this baby is not alert, then any jerk and she will fall down. Right? So, it's like no choice situation. Some people will, this is like, you know, they see that, okay, he is a boss, you know. Koi choice hi nahi rakha, sab usne wo hi de rahe. You know, the pani mein rehke magarmach se bair nahi karna chahiye. You know, so sort of no love, no duty, something. It is like no choice. I have left no choice, but I have to depend on you. That is also not the way to be dependent on Lord. I'll give you one story that there was one man who goes to one Pandit and he says that, Panditji, I want to marry a very beautiful woman. I want to marry. But the condition is she should be very beautiful. The Pandit looks at him and he says, have you seen your face in the mirror any time? Apna shakal dekha ke aaine mein kabhi? He says, yes, once I had a mirror, I bought mirror and first time when I saw my face, the mirror cracked. वो टूटेगा नहीं तो क्या उछलेगा तो भी इसे फिर भी चला आया मुंह उठा के आई मीन इसे स्टिल यू केम टू मी एंड यू वांट ब्यूटीफुल वाइफ सो ही स्टार्ट्स मस्क पुटिंग मस्क अरे यू नो पंडित जी आई नो दैट यू आर वेरी पावरफुल पंडित यू नो दैट्स व्हाई आई केम फॉर सो लॉन्ग आई मीन फ्रॉम लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस आई केम यू हैव सच अ पावरफुल fame, your mantras are so powerful that you can do anything. So Pandit said, okay, okay, no problem. But one condition is there. He says, I will give you a list of ingredients. You have to bring pure ingredients. Okay? Pure ingredients, then your wish will be fulfilled. So on the day of Yajna, he comes with the ingredients. And when Pandit sees, are you like, ye kya hai? So I say, I have sold everything. I have nothing now. So, जो था सबसे वो लेके आया अभी इससे काम चला अभी बहुत तो पंडित से ओके एनी वे एंड ही डज द यज्ञ एंड ही एक्चुअली गेट्स मैरिड टू अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वेमेन आई मीन गर्ल आफ्टर वन वीक द मैन फ्रेंटिकली सर्चेस फॉर दिस पंडित फिर किधर है वो एंड ही कैचेस हिम ही सेड्स अरे किससे शादी कराया He says, what happened? You got married to a beautiful girl, na? You wanted a beautiful girl. Arey, wo sundar hai, lekin kitna jhagadti hai? Baat baat pe jhagda karte hai, mera zindagi barbaad kar diye hai. He said, you know, I told you, bring pure ingredients. What you bought? Impure. So, aisa ho gaya. So, humor apart, I'll take liberty to include all of us in one group, that we so fallen conditioned soul that we have given up. I mean, we didn't finish our bhakti in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga. I mean, Kali Yuga we are trying. You know, we may have a very nice intention, but now we have so many distractions inside, outside, so many difficulties. But still, we have a goal like you know, Mora e Abhilasha Vilas Kunje. By Acharya's mercy, we are allowed to sing like that, to have a goal high enough. So, the shakal dekhane beautiful ladki chahiye jaisa. Our condition is, from moment to moment we are distracted, but we want association with pure devotees, serving Krishna. So, Vritrasura in his prayers, he says, Ajata paksha eva mataram khaga stanyam yatha. So he gives three progressive dependence. I mean, he says, I want to be dependent on you like this. So first he says, our devotional dependence starts from here. So, heterodox are over, non-devotional, orthodox dependence. So we see artho arthardi. Most of the people who come to Krishna consciousness or maybe to approach Lord for these two, artho and artharthi, I mean, to drive away misery for want of money. So have you seen, I mean, you might have seen in National Geography, you know, how these baby birds are so helpless. You know, whenever you see, when the bird comes, the first activity they do is open, put food. Because there is no one else to feed them. It is said abject helplessness. But when you see ajata paksha eva mataram khagaha, whenever the moment they grow their wings, they are gone. You know, have you seen in Vada, I have seen so many abandoned nests. The family get dispersed. They never stay with their parents. And the nest is abandoned and then destroyed by nature. So this kind of dependence on Lord, which one? Lord comes open mouth, put food, give me my daily bread. My financial requirement, I mean, that is done, over. And this is recently, I'll tell you, first time we have a recent lockdown, third wave, we have put Bhagavatam class, but no prasadam. So on the first day, we were not sure how many will come and how they will respond. So I was standing here, and we made zigzag here, arrangement. So one person came, and he asked, and one boy was with me. So he said, coupon kidhar milega? So I said, aaj coupon nahi hai. And then I started that, you know, due to government, you know, government put the, and then. So he started walking, malar sutule, darshan. So he is freeloader. I mean, he came for only prasad. And I said, you have walked so much distance, at least take darshan. Iva mataram khaga. So, the food ho gaya, wings are done, Hare Krishna, no dependence on Lord. No mother, no father. So, when Vritrasara says that, he immediately understands, oh no, this is not a right dependence on. He goes further, he says, stanyam yatha vatsatara kshudartha. Kshudartha, the food, the milk for milk, vatsa, that is calf, he waits for cow in the evening, when she will come and give me food, milk. So actually, if you see among so many animals, when cow and calf, this is such a combination. If you just see, just born calf is there, and you go and touch, the cow will throw you here. I mean, she is very angry because she wants to protect the sort of calf. Even though calf grows up, she has affection. Not like Khaga, so it's a higher sort of dependence. So it's a family relation is so strong that we know that it is given an example that karma is like that, calf. That if you put a calf in 1,000 cows, the calf will find out the mother. Similar, so that is the connection, bond, family bond. So second kind of dependence on Lord is like a family. So people come, you know, my Lord, keep my family wealthy, healthy. Sab achha rahe, mere relatives. You know, sukh aaye, dukh jaaye, kasht mite tan ka. You know, it's good. But immediately Vritrasara says that it is also a sort of a sense gratification. In the sense, I'm asking something from Lord. It is not the proper way of dependence. Here, I want you like my demand supplier. I go. So Prahlad Maharaj says it's a business in the sense. So when Lord Narasimhadev comes and he says, ask, you have pleased me. Ask anything, I'll give you. He says, I don't want anything. Because if you give me something because you are pleased with my devotion, then it is not a best way. It is a business. So Vritrasura understands that and then he goes higher. He said, Vyusam priyam priyeva vyushitam vishanna. So the third example of dependence is a wife. A wife whole day she waits for husband. When he will come and I will serve him. And by serving him, he will become happy, and by seeing him happy, I will be happy. That is the best way till now. The best dependence on the Lord. That I want to serve you, my Lord, and by serving you, you become happy. In that happiness, I will be happy. So that is the third kind of orthodox dependence on the Lord, where it is reciprocation based. You know, because we see wife is doing, just like I gave last time example, that husband comes from the office and he starts football, watching football match. And then he says, newly married couple, the wife says, what you did whole day? So he says, I kept on thinking about you. Arre yaar, goal maar diya. He is saying something and he is watching here. So he says, I kept thinking about you, when I'll come home. And he is talking and watching football. So she comes and he says, to hold, now I am before you and you are watching football, how I am going to understand that when I was not there you were thinking about me? Then there is a fight. Fight what happens? When reciprocation is not there, then husband and wife fight, and it is very common. There is no house where husband and wife don't fight. Isn't it? It is reciprocation based. So similarly, this kind of dependence on Lord is, the devotee says, I will not surrender, I am not dependent on anybody but you. You fulfill my desires. You fulfill my desire, and then I am dependent on you. The moment the reciprocation stops, what happens? Manlila, or he may give bhakti. I heard that there was one, the one temple was there newly built, and there are two devotees, candidates, very powerful, so, and for temple presidency. So I hypothetically think about, and now both cannot be a president, and so one gets presidency, another leaves bhakti at all. Because, I have gave example. Daksha, following Lord, Chitraketu, following Lord, my sense gratification stop, Daksha stop, what happened? He cursed that, it is like envious. And Narad Muni also is following the laws of God. So all are sons of Lord, but Daksha's sense gratification stop, reciprocation stop. What happened? The result is bad. Chitraketu, his sense gratification stop, no problem. So even this, for on a higher stage, it's not appreciated fully. Then what is appreciated? What kind of dependency you are expecting from a jiva? So last thing is ahetuki bhakti. No desire. Just like I will come back to this, this example where ingredients are not pure. So pure in the sense, we have a desire is an ingredient. We are doing bhakti with our desire. So, by serving my dear Lord, I want this to be done. I want this to be done, this to be done, this to be done. This is impurity till now. But we see gopis, they don't want anything. They say, in their gopi gis, they say, Ashulka Dasika, we are a maid servant who are not paid also. They actually call Krishna that, you call us at dead of night by playing flute, and we are in the forest, you say, Are, go home, your relatives must be waiting. So is it, what kind of person you are? We are freely serving you, and you are killing us like this. Still, what Gopi said, Ashlishyava Padaratam Pinastumam, whatever you do, Darshana, you give us Darshana, Marma Hatam, or, shatter our hearts. Mat Prana Nathastu Sa Eva Na Paraha. Still, we will want you as our Nath. Whatever you do, Lampato, they call Krishna Lampato, Dibauchi. But their desire is, the ingredient, what is the ingredient? No selfish agenda. Whatever you do, you are our Lord. That is the highest dependence of the Lord. So we see heterodox, non-devotional to dur, but even our devotional circle, we should have a purest of pure ingredients like gopis. No material, no personal agendas. This will actually equip us to understand what is devotee. Because right now we are in devotional service, we are saying dependence on Lord. We have practically no connection with Krishna, you know, reciprocal. So what is there? Devotees. But to understand devotees, we have to understand, first, we should have faith in Krishna's words. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have this Sakshi Gopal pastime, where the young Brahmana goes to old Brahmana's house and he says, okay, I came, now you give me your daughter. Because the old Brahmana has promised that I will give you my daughter in marriage. So the brother, when he says, are ye chalega nahi vagera, then he says, okay, I have a witness. Who? Sakshi Gopal. So he says that, ai vakye Sakshi mora ache mahajan. Ki, I knew that this is doubtful. Your aristocratic family, I am a poor beggar, poor brahmana. You will never give me your daughter. I mean, your family will not give you. That's why I have brought the Mahajan as a witness. Who? Gopalji. What is the speciality of Gopalji? Yara vakya satya kari mane tribhuvana. The whole material world, whole three planetary systems, everyone accepts his word as an authority. That's why I have brought him. He's a deity, but the young Brahmana has so much faith in his words, scripture, that people will accept. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that in materially we may see that this Brahmana is very poor, but he is the richest man in the whole world because he has faith in Krishna's words. And that way we will see that with this richness of faith and knowledge of Lord, that he will always protect Bhakta Vatsala. Name Bhakta Pranashyati. He will never put a devotee down. We will understand that the association of pure devotees is the actual mercy of Lord. It is said that Durapahi Alpatapasa Seva Vaikuntha Vartmasu. A meager type of punya is not enough to get association and service of pure devotees. Now, let's just see, I'll finish with this. We see that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Ananyas Chintayanto Mam Ye Jana Paryupasate Tesham Nityabhiyuktanam Yogak Chevam Vahamiyaham. That one who is doing Ananya Bhakti, I provide them whatever they need and I protect what they have. When I am favorable to them. But when I am more favorable to them, I take away everything. Yes, I am anugrunami. More favorable. So Krishna deals only with devotees. And Narad Muni is more compassionate than Krishna. He goes to Nalakuver or maybe Mrugari. They are non-devotees. And he shows compassion. So that's why even Dhruva Maharaj, he says that, you know, Narad Muni came and I just asked him, please tell me which way I can take, what is the easiest way and loyal way to get a bigger kingdom. And then I started practicing devotional service. I could not spend much time with Narad Muni. Narad Muni came himself. I should have asked him, you took Prahlad Maharaj to your ashram. And instructed, can I come to your ashram? I could have asked him association. So he regrets. So the main point, the entire discussion of what we have seen, that in the material world, we all are suffering. And to come out of suffering, we need to depend on someone. In spiritual circle, we have to depend on Krishna. And then our material sufferings will end. But practically, how can we depend on Krishna? When we depend on devotees of Krishna. That is his mercy. And then, actual dependence on Krishna is dependence on his devotees. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare Bol.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.